In Lebanon, a judge has temporarily suspended an investigation into the explosion at the port of Beirut. The blast was in August, and at the time, politicians promised to bring justice. But NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports those very officials are now placing limits on the inquiry.
The shockwave from the explosion lifted buildings across the capital, smashing glass and collapsing walls. The blast killed 200 people, injured thousands, and caused billions of dollars in damage. In this press conference in the days after the blast, Hassan Diab, the country's then prime minister, promised to hold accountable those responsible for the storage of the nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate that exploded. He resigned, but stays on in a caretaker role. Now, more than 4 months on, it's Diab himself and three other former ministers who are charged with gross negligence. But they're refusing to show up in court for questioning. Diab maintains he didn't do anything wrong. It's unclear exactly who knew about multiple warnings the government received about the threat the ammonium nitrate posed. Either way, Nizar Sayi, a lawyer who heads the rights watchdog The Legal Agenda, says their refusal to cooperate sets a dangerous precedent.
Recently, all Lebanese discovered a bigger concern, which is about the immunity of ministers and deputies.
Diab and other ministers say they're protected by a clause in the constitution that gives them immunity from these types of charges. So the lead prosecutor has paused the investigation now to decide on that issue. Saeed says if this widened interpretation of the constitution were applied, it would essentially make it impossible to prosecute any minister for anything.
So that's why we understand very well that what's happening now is not only having a negative effect on the blast investigation, but it might also affect all the other investigations.
Like investigations into the political and economic corruption that's driving the country into poverty. Lebanese have been protesting on and off for a year, asking for politicians to be held accountable. But for now, the same politicians remain in power. And even holding them accountable for an explosion that ravaged the capital and shocked the world seems out of reach. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.